Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord. We're going to get right on in our broadcast this morning. Going to have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father and eternal God of love, help me to love without calculating the cost, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, Redeemer and Savior, for the assurance that he who loves you is your child and can know the God of love. When we think about love, love is the greatest offering that we can bring God, because God is love. Today our topic is, let your love be practical. My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. Love is the greatest offering that we can bring God, because God is love. Only love can transport people to perfection, because it is only love that can take possession of them and unite them with his hidden deep inside them. Because of God's love for humanity, Jesus Christ became what we are in order to make us what he is. So, you know, when I thought about love, God wants us to have that agape love. You know, because of the unique quality of love and an effectively of human attempt to express it in distinct terms, words remain incapable of explaining it. Compassion, goodness, tenderness, and many other beautiful and highly emotional words cannot succeed in describing the strength and power of love. You know, however, there is an unfortunate tendency to equate love with sentimental, and then this demonic force becomes weak and ineffective. The foundation of true love is complete identifying with the beloved. The same joy, the sorrow, temptation, and failure are experienced. True love entails sacrifice and often includes sadness. You know, the quality of love transcends sympathy and come to express in loyalty and faithfulness. Even if the whole world should turn against the beloved, love in action is more than just a performance of good deeds. Even though such deeds may be an expression of love, true love is deep, unselfish, and encompasses qualities such as faithfulness, trust, noble, principle, and many other similar values that enrich the mind and spirit. It cannot be bought, and it is precisely for this reason that love is so precious. You know, real love leads you to love others. Because God loves you, you are free to respond by loving God and each other. God is love. If we keep on loving others, we will stay one in our heart with God. He will stay one with us. If we truly love others and live as Christ did in this world, we won't be worried about the day of judgment. A real love for others will chase those worries away. The thought of being punished is what makes us afraid. It shows that we have not really learned to love. We love because God loved us first. But if we say we love God and don't love each other, we are liars. We cannot see God. So how can we love God if we don't love the people we can see? You know, the two commandments that God has given us are love God and love each other. You know, when you think about that loving, you know, some people use that four-letter word loosely. I love you. You know I love you. Some say, well, you show it, you prove it. But you can love a person and they're going to see the love in you. You know, love is the answer. You know, this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depths of insight, so that you may abide to discern what is best. You'll find that in Philippians 1, 9 through 10. You know, there is no doubt that you need the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to provide you with clarity of thoughts and wisdom. He views matters from the perspective of eternity, while you can only observe the here and the now. For this reason also, that you can obtain peace of mind, it is essential to pray constantly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To prepare yourself for this, you need to have an intimate, personal relationship with the living Christ, so that your thoughts can be focused on Him. The more you love Jesus, the closer you will live to love Him, thus enabling Him to speak to you through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about love today. Love, we usually hear said, has a multitudes of faults. We have heard that through the year. But you know, real love offers you eternal life. Now you belong to God, who gives you eternal life. We know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come, has shown us the true God. And because of Jesus, we now belong to the true God who gives eternal life. We're talking about love that be practical and real love today. Real love brings you forgiveness. Confess your sin to God, who forgive you and take your sins away. Jesus told us that God is light and doesn't have any darkness in Him. Now we are telling you, if we say that we share in life with God and keep on living in the dark, we are lying and are not living by the truth. But if we live in the light as God does, we share in life with each other. And the blood of His Son Jesus washes all our sins away. If we say that we have not sinned, we are fooling ourselves, and the truth is not in our heart. But if we confess our sins to God, He can always be trusted to forgive us and take our sins away. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His message is not in our heart. You know, when you talk about love, real love offers you new life. Now that you have come to know God, love, and forgiveness, you have received new life. You, my friend, we must love each other. Love comes from God. And when we love each other, it shows that we have been given new life. We are now God's children. We know Him. God is love, and anyone who doesn't love others have never known Him. God shows His love to us when He sent His only Son into the world to give us life. Real love is not our love for God, but His love for us. God sent His Son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven. Friends, since God loved us this much, we must love each other. You know, real love fills your heart. You cannot count on God's love, receive Jesus as your Savior, and tell others about Him. But you can count on God's love. You can receive Jesus as your Savior and tell others about Him. You know, no one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is truly in our heart. God has given us His Spirit. That is how we know that we are one with Him, just as He one with us. God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. We saw His Son and are now telling others about Him. God says, one with everyone who openly say that Jesus is the Son of God. That's how we stay one with God and are sure that God loves us. So today we're talking about let your love be practical. We know it's all about love with Jesus. He wants us to have that agape love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. He don't want us to put on a facade. He wants us to know without a shadow of a doubt it's all about him. It's not about us. So we come to give God praise this morning. We come to give him glory because we know God's love for you is real. So real that God sent Jesus into the world to save you. That's that saving love, that mostful love. We ought to love one another, not try to do each other dirt, harm each other. We are to love each other. We are to give him the praise, give him the glory, because, he's worthy to be praised. And in our tag words for the day, we are using love, strength, power. Without the power of God, we could do nothing. Without his strength, we could do nothing. We need his strength because we're not doing nothing by ourselves and on ourselves. We're doing it through the power of God. So today, we let you know, before Christ came to the world, people attacked, great importance to making sacrifice to God. Over the years, these acts gradually became ritual. Their significance and meanings were lost, and the formalities surrounding them. Sacrifice was no longer act of worship. But preceding that had to be followed to obey the laws determined by the temple authority. Here they had to obey the laws that was determined. That's what God gave us laws today, that we are to abide by. You know, Christ clearly and irrefutably showed that obedience to the commandments of God is of cardinal importance in your life as a Christian. No amount of material financial offering could ever be adequate for the love that you should show toward others. You can dedicate a great deal of time to serving the Lord. But unless it is inspired by and linked to his love, it would be of little value in the service of his kingdom. You know, the master set example for effective Christian life, and he demands absolute obedience to his word. And we should love one another. Whenever you do in the service of the Lord of God, do it in the name of the Lord. God can only be, God can only be what you would have him to be in your life. You know, you can dedicate a great deal of time to serving the Lord, but unless it is inspiring by and linked to his love, it will be of little value in the service of his kingdom. You know, the master set an example for effective Christian life. He demanded absolute obedience to God's commandment, that God can only be to the glorification of his name if it is founded on the love of Jesus Christ. You know, we'll pause right there. If anyone would like to say something on love, hit one on your keypad. And I will surely bring you in, because we're talking about love today. We got to say, help me, O Lord, to continuously love you more, so that I would also increase serving my fellow man in love. And that's what God wants to do. Everything turned upside down. Churches are closed. Different jobs are closed. Now is the time to tap into the source and see what's really going on with our bodies, with our health. We need to consult God, you all, because he can help us. And by him can help us, we can come to him like a daddy, like a father, which he is. We have turned the world upside down to know that God is pleased with what we're doing and what we're saying. So we want to talk about let love inspire your service. No matter what work God give you to do, let's find joy and peace in it. Let's have love abiding in it, because we could do nothing without it. Now, one blessed thing could we do without our Lord and Savior? Y'all have to forgive me. I've been up since early, and I done started yawning. And so we're going to send that slew-footed devil back to the pits of hell. I will continue on doing this broadcast this morning. And, you know, God is with you from the beginning to the end. You know, love is the key that unlocks the doors, you know, as they say. You know, in the word of God, it said, Jesus, my Redeemer, help me to forgive in love in you. You forgave me in love. So we should be able to do the next person like that. Give them love back. It's the respect. It's the integrity of a person when they can do that. We got to let our light shine where we may see good works from the Lord. That's why I came on and said, let your love be practical. Because some of us need to go back to the drawing board, to hear the Father. Some of us need to be able to go boldly as God have called for us to go. But we're timid. We don't want to say much. We don't want to do much. When we think about the love of Christ and let your love be practical, that's what I wanted, just a single or Word of God talk show that we could come on and just kick around some topic, talk about the Lord, because he's in each and every one of our heart and our lives. But we got to speak the word. We got to open our mouth and speak Jesus. Speak love. Speak whatever it is that you have that you know you need God with. The day is the day to speak up, to do what God have called you to do, to open your mouth, declare the works of the enemy. Because he is truly worthy, worthy to be praised. And so when you think about that love and that practical love, where do that find you at on a Richter scale from 1 to 10? Are you a 9, you're a 5, you're a 4, you're a 1, you're 0? So that let us know who you are. We let us know what we need to do, what we need to teach on. And we're talking about love today. When you love somebody, when you love somebody, you go out and show them that you love them. It might be a friend. It don't have to be a husband material, a boyfriend. It could be just a friend that y'all been friends with through the year. And you show her how much you love her. You write her. You call her. And you may not call as many times as you want to financially, but you make the call. You say, well, how I'm doing? How you doing? You know, we saying it in love. We don't call complaining or griping or nothing like that. We just call to lift up the name of Jesus. He said that every tea will bow, every tongue will confess. I mean, every mouth will confess. And so he letting us know it's all about him, you all. It's not about us. We love our first love, which is Jesus. Then our parents came about because he had already formed us in our mother's womb. We didn't know it yet. We didn't know we were going to be called the different names that we call, because we give God the praise. We give him the glory because he's worthy to be praised. And I want to say thank you for this broadcast today on this topic on love. Let your love be practical, because God didn't beat us over the head to get it together. He worked with us. God worked with us. So now it's time for us to stand up and be counted. Show love everywhere you go, even when people nasty to you. Still show love. If they're backbiting you, talking about you behind your back, still talk about them, dear Heavenly Father. Because we're coming to give him praise today. We're coming to give him glory today. Because we're just talking about the signs of God's love. You know, the child of Bethlehem spoke to us about God's immeasurable love and tell us exactly how much God loves the world. So y'all going to have to come down and with that love and do what God said, love, 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 like it's contagious. Where you start saying, you hear little church say, I love you, I love everybody, and they're sincere from their heart. And that's what we have to do. We got to be sincere from our heart, where we will continue on loving one another, even when they're throwing daggers at us. Because that's when God said that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to be ourselves. We understand that, but we want to love. We want to be able to do what God say do and not what man say do. We come to give you the praise today, dear Heavenly Father, because we thank you for love. We thank you that you give me joy and peace, dear Heavenly Father. The name of the ministry, it was joy and peace right there in it, dear Heavenly Father. It was built up on love, dear Heavenly Father, helping people not in my living room. It's still based upon love, dear Heavenly Father. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're going to start winding our show down today, because I only put on for 30 minutes today. So we have to guard on being, living a double standard and live the way God would want us to live. Do what God would have us to do. Say what God would have us to say, because we'll be in the service of the Lord. Oh God, we just thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. It's worthy to be praised. So we give it. Thank you for more wisdom, more understanding of his word, that we'll be able to this word on love and all the different components I give you on love. And look, when I have two more, real love leads you to others' love. That's the real love. You'll be led to others. Because God loves you, you are free to be appointed by the pastor, call, and elder and each other, because you know we all have a calling on our life. My calling may not be your calling, your calling may not be so and so calling, but we all got a calling. And I am just thankful that we can come on this line and share the good news with everyone that participate in it. If anyone would like to say something, I'll close my little alligator right now and let y'all go ahead and say something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I think I'll play us a little song to encourage our heart.
As I bless me. spoken to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this. Crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
This morning for the, I just played the music again because I just felt somebody might have needed to hear that song again. So today, we thank you for coming to the broadcast, the callers that's on the line, and just let your love be practical. Love, you know, a lot of people say they love you, but they really don't love you. You can tell when a person really, truly, truly love you because it's really going to show. And like I've always heard them say, you say you love Jesus, who you never see, and you see your sisters and brothers every day, and you won't even speak to them, but you say you love them. Think about that. God wants us to have real love, that agape love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. So today, that's our broadcast talking about love today. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. Hopefully I'll be back on the air at our right time at 10 o'clock next week for our broadcast. And until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. And thank you for coming to Joy and Peace Line today. And until next week, hope to hear from you all. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.